This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 520, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, Friday the 13th, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. So not only am I passionate about these topics, but I also have the credentials, hopefully, to back them up. I have my doctorate of public health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. And since talking on this podcast is just simply not enough talking for me, I'm also faculty at Bastyr University in California, where I'm also the chair of the Department of Nutrition and Basic Sciences, and I'm faculty at two other institutions as well. So you get the picture. I love talking about this stuff, but I love giving you information that's accurate as well. So let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Good afternoon, Dr. Neil. This is Wes from Tallahassee, and my question regards rest during a workout. I like to work out at a very fast pace. I don't like to sit and rest in between sets and prefer to move from exercise to exercise. I do rest in between workouts and allow recovery time there, but I'm wondering how much I'm hurting or shortchanging my gains by not taking the recommended 30-second rest in between sets, for example. Thanks, and I hope to hear an answer.
Hi, Wes from Tallahassee. Thank you for your question and for listening to the show. You mentioned something super important, rest between workouts. Now, I know your question was about rest periods during a workout, and I promise I will get to that. But I wanted to be sure to mention that recovery time between workouts is vital to experiencing gains of any kind. One of the biggest reasons for this is because this time between workouts allows your muscles to repair themselves. And this is important for not only injury prevention, but for optimal muscle growth too. And in fact, I happen to be reading a book called Peak Performance: Elevate Your Game, Avoid Burnout, and Thrive with the New Science of Success by Bradley Stuhlberg and Steve Magnus. And they mention a formula in that book. Their formula is stress plus rest equals growth. And to illustrate their point, they use exercising as an example, that stress your body through weightlifting, but then allow adequate rest time, and that leads to, literally, muscle growth. So for those of you who are crazy active, that means you should be sure to get in at least one rest day each week. Now, the term rest day doesn't mean you're sitting on the couch necessarily. Your rest day could mean going for a walk instead of doing your usual routine. For others, it may simply mean resting your body. It just depends. If you're just getting into an exercise program and are starting to perform some resistance training, it may be best to actually allow 2 days of recovery before your next weight training session. Okay, back to Wes's question like I promised. So during your workout, should you allow some rest time between sets of exercises? And if so, how long should that be? Well, you actually don't really need to include rest time between sets. In fact, a way I like to mix things up at the gym is to change the rest period. Now, the American College of Sports Medicine recommends that everyone take a 2 to 3 minute rest between sets of exercises. So let's say you just performed 8 repetitions of bicep curls. After those 8 reps, the recommendation, according to the American College of Sports Medicine, is to rest now for 2 to 3 minutes before going in and doing another 8 repetitions or even moving on to the next exercise. But this recommendation is just a guideline and a great place to start for newbies. But as you get more and more comfortable with your resistance training, you may be able to mess with that rest period a bit. So let's say you're comfortable with performing bicep curls. You like performing 8 reps and aren't interested in changing the weight. Maybe you feel like adding more weight will mess with your form or something, and that's fine. But you still want to make progress. So something you can do is shorten your rest period. So instead of waiting 2 minutes in between sets of bicep curls, you only rest for 1 minute and then jump back in. By doing this, you're actually increasing the intensity of your workout, which is a great way to force your body to adapt in a new way. And that's a really good thing. Again, I don't recommend everyone cut back on their rest periods between sets. This is because when you cut back on your rest period, your form can suffer. You're going to be more fatigued because you're not allowing your muscles to recover for as long. So whether you're new to strength training or have been at it for a while, maintaining proper form is so important for injury prevention. Also, don't be surprised if you find yourself fatigued really fast. You may find that you normally spend 45 minutes at the gym when you rest for 2 to 3 minutes between sets. But when you cut that down to, let's say, 1 minute rest periods, you may be done in half the time or less. So again, don't be surprised if you're drenched in sweat and you're in and out of the gym really fast. And actually, along those lines, by limiting your rest time, you're going to keep your heart rate up. So your resistance training actually becomes kind of a cardio workout too. Now, I've been using the examples of 1 minute or 2 to 3 minutes of rest, but you can get really creative with rest periods. You can shorten them so that between sets, they only last 5 seconds before jumping back in, or maybe 30 seconds or 27 seconds, or maybe you stop for 2 breaths and then you jump back in. You get the idea. I should also mention that it's good to continue to mix up your rest periods. So after playing around with, say, a 30-second rest period for 2 or 3 weeks, go back to a 2 to 3 minute rest period after. You'll find that it will again force your body to adapt, which is a good thing. And also, remember the equation. Stress plus rest equals growth. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you again for the question, Wes. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. I hope you had a wonderful week. Thank you for spending it with us. Have a great weekend, and I'll be back here as always on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show,
and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.